God this morning. I worship you, Jesus. Oh, Lebro Sekedebaha. I worship you, God. You are God. El Shaddai, I give you praise. Niko Paterikedala Mahaya. Holy Ghost. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us worship this morning.
Will you lift your hands and worship the Lord? Lord, I worship you, God. I join the 24 elders. I bow before you. I bow before you. You are El Shaddai. I worship you, God. I honor you this morning from the depths of my heart. I give you my praise. I give you my worship. I adore your name. Oh, hallowed be your name, God. Unto thee shall the gathering of your people be. And Lord, we are gathered unto you because you are the King of Kings. Labakatarigo Paranaka. You are the Lord of Lords and you are the Lord of our lives. We worship you, God. Today and forever we worship you, God. We cast our crowns before you. All that we are, all that we have, we give to you this morning. We live in honor of you, God, in worship, Lord. You deserve our praise. You deserve our worship. You deserve the lifting up of our hands. Oh, la paka sohoda mahala. We worship you, come on. Come on, worship the Lord. Come on. It's not about a song. It's about your heart. Let your heart go now in worship. I stand in awe of you, God. The creator of the heavens and the earth. Almighty God. How great thou art. How great thou art. My great God and awesome God. Thank you, God, for this privilege to come before you and to worship you. And we can worship you, God. Hosanna Maha. Thank you, God. Will you worship the Lord this morning? We don't get an answer, man. Will you worship the Lord this morning? Just close your eyes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for even lighting this meeting. Our understanding is enlightened. We are changed. We are going into a week with you, with power, In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your presence. Thank you, because you are in this place to help us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Today, if you are in church today, welcome. Great walk. Hallelujah. It's good to see you today. It's always beautiful when we come into the presence of the Lord together, brothers and sisters together, and to learn from God and to receive His power and His touch. You're here for a touch from God. I want you to know that He is here, and right from the beginning of this service, He's walking already, touching you, healing your bodies, bringing breakthrough and restoration for you. You're here, and it's not necessarily just you, but for somebody else. I want you to know that the power of God in this place, from this place, can go and touch that person. And I join my faith with your faith. I believe God for that heart, that life, to be touched today in the name of Jesus. You're watching with us for the first time. We love you. Second time, we love you. Maybe a third time, we are happy, super excited you're with us again. We love you. And you join us online, we love you also. We're excited that you chose to be with us today in this time. Glory to God. I want to talk to you about something again, the power to win every day. The power to win every day. Victory at your fingertips. In let's begin from, there's so much. Okay, let's just go to the scriptures, then maybe from there I begin. Go to James chapter number 1. James chapter number 1. All right. In James chapter number 1, the Lord began to talk to me about this some weeks ago to show it to me, make it clearer for me, so that I could teach His people. And I trust that by His Spirit today, you will receive instructions that would help you for your life. I'm always excited. I'm excited about what Pastor and what we do. We love to give the Word of God in a practical dimension, in a way that you can take and you can handle and you can walk with it. And that's what we do. You come around, you receive God's Word, it's practical, it's alive. I'm not against somebody or angry with somebody else. I was like, people say Greek, Hebrew, that stuff. You can do all the Greek and Hebrew, but it needs to be something you can receive, something you can deal with, you can use for your life. And that's what we do over at Word Pastor here. We just give you God's Word in a practical sense, and you can go and handle it. In James chapter number 1, the Bible says in verse number 23, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass." Verse 24. "For he beholded himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." In verse 25.
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. The pathway to blessings and victory every day, because it says this man shall be blessed in his deeds. So he goes about his daily life, he goes about his life, and he sees blessings. And we want to be like this man, blessed in all that we do. He says this man shall be blessed in his deeds. And we want to be like that. That in our lives, on Tuesday, on Monday, the blessing of God will rest upon us and we'll enjoy blessings. And while we could quickly run and claim the blessing, are you still here? I just started. While we could run and quickly and want to claim the blessing and says I am blessed on Sunday, maybe you even say it on Tuesday, on Monday, on Tuesday, I want to show you how to win every day, how to enjoy these blessings every day, every time, and be like this man, blessed in his deeds. Hallelujah. So, I don't want to go somewhere else. We can begin from here to see. And funnily, I'm not going to look at the man. I won't look at this man. I will look at the other man. From the other man, we can see a clear picture of how this man is blessed in all his deeds. So, look at verse number 24. For he beholdeth, at least this week I will spend some time with the other man. Next week I will spend some time on this other man. But first of all, let's look at this man. For he talks about this man, and he said, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. He beholds himself, he goes his way, and immediately he forgets what manner of man he was. Then he says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. So we never really bother about that man. But when we look at him, we look at him with some level of, look at you. Then when you actually stay on verse 25, what you think is that because of the approach that James gives us, because of the approach James gives us, because in verse 23, he says, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, you get the approach of he's not a doer. You are blinded to verse number 24 that tells you why. This is another one. So just open up and follow me. You forget why. Because in 23, he says he's not a doer of the word. In 24, he tells us why. In 25, he gives us about another good man. So, can we focus on that man? The first man we don't like. And maybe if we focus on him, we will see something about the other man. We see what he does wrong, what we do wrong. Because it's not enough to say, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian. We're not enjoying all this stuff. We're not seeing the blessing of all this. And you're wondering, what's wrong? So I want to show you today. So now we're coming from this other man. But verse 23, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man behold his natural face in the mirror. So he's a hearer, he's not a doer. And we say he's not a doer. Like a man that beholds his natural face in the mirror. Don't worry. I'm here. Stay with me. In verse 24, he tells us. The problem, I want to do it now. You see, it's very easy. When the Holy Spirit shows you, you see it clearly. The problem, he tells us in verse 24. Why is this man not a doer? Listen to me. There's nobody that just wants to be a hearer. I don't want to come and hear. I just want to be a hearer. My own is I'm a hearer. I'm not a doer. No, there's nobody who is just a doer, a hearer and a doer. My own is that I'm a hearer and I'm a doer. And I say, my own is just that I'm a hearer. There's a problem. There's a reason why. And this is the reason that is interesting, that's making me already excited, and I know I've not told you yet, but I will tell you, but I need you to get excited to a certain degree so that when I tell you, you'll be super excited. All right, you're there now. The reason why the guy is not a doer of the word is that he forgets the word. He forgets. He forgets who he is. Simple. He forgets. Because he forgets, he can't do it. He's not a bad guy. He's just a forgetful guy. The devil defeats him with his memory. The plot of the devil and the plan and the working of the devil are not as strong as your memory. He forgets. He can't do what he can remember. He forgets the word. He forgets who he is. Listen, the Bible says, for he beholdeth himself. He beholds himself. He sees who he is. He says, I'm the child of a king. He says, I know who I am. There's no point knowing if you're going to forget. Don't walk. I know who I am, won't walk. Because you could know who you are, like this man goes, he looks at himself in the mirror, and he says, you are a victor. You are an overcomer. You are the son of a king. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you know all that stuff, and you're like, boy, I know stuff, and you're like, hey. He looks at himself in the mirror. Then the next point there, I want to just enjoy that verse, enjoy that. He goes his way. Which is the issue with you and I. We must look at the word of God. And of necessity, we must go our way. We must go to work on Monday. We must go on Tuesday. We must face a wicked boss on Wednesday. We must tackle somebody funny on Thursday. We meet somebody on the road on Friday. So we go our way. We're not always here. We just have an hour. I just have an hour to show you a picture of who you are. I just show you a picture of who you are. Sometimes in the worship, you are lifted and you are excited and you see who you really can be. You see your true potential. If you are in church here and you begin to feel so much, say, I can do it. I know who I am. But he goes his way. He goes his way. This man shall be blessed in all his deeds. He goes his way to do stuff. But in the process of doing stuff, he straight away forgets. He forgets. He forgets who he is. He forgets what manner of man that he was. Look at it. Look at it. Verse 24. For he beholded himself. He beholded himself. It's himself now. He looks at himself. He sees who God has made him. He looks at himself and goes his way. And straightway, this is the problem. He forgetted what manner of man he was. So he sees who he is. He goes out. He doesn't apply who he is. He doesn't stand in the face of that opposition and that challenge and says, this is who I am. He can't say, this is who I am. He can't shout because he has forgotten. He has forgotten. He's overwhelmed by the circumstances. He's overwhelmed by the challenges. So he forgets. Come on. How many of you have been there? You read it. You know it. But you are in the exam hall. You can remember it. I'm preaching to you now. It's landing now. It's not about not knowing it. You see, you know it. How many of you been there? You're like, I know this thing. I know it. Yeah, come on, I'm preaching. I know it. You know it. Knowing is useless. You can remember it. The devil got you already. I'm showing you something. This is not maybe that place, that place. I want to help you to win everything in your life. Next few weeks, we will learn it better. And you will see where I'm going to. Because when we start looking at the other man, we see his secrets. He has a secret. We'll show you that next week. I just want to show you the place of remembering. Because we are told in medicine, we are told you cannot say, I'm a doctor, and somebody comes to you, a patient comes to you, and then you says, I know this condition, I know what you are going through, but I know it. Nobody has treated anybody with I know it. Nobody has gotten well with I know it. The only way people get well is when you actually give them the medicine. So knowing doesn't help us. We have to remember it. We are forced to remember it. And doctors are somewhat specially trained. Because the difference between for a doctor, maybe an engineer, I'm not here for a career over another or put somebody down or whatever. But the idea is that a patient is in front of you. You cannot consult at that time, say, wait. But if you say to design a bridge, I go home, I go 3 weeks, study, draw the bridge, calculate the things, and come and give it to you. But a patient is in front of you with an issue, you don't go home. You don't say, wait, let me check my textbook. An engineer could say, I want to build a house. You could tell an engineer, I want to build a house. He goes home. He doesn't have to give you the full design and spec that time. You even call somebody to work in your house and say, I want to build a wardrobe. Somebody just built a wardrobe, very expensive one, I know. I want to build a wardrobe. And then you can come and take measurements and says, you say, how much for the wardrobe? He says, well, let me go and calculate the material. I'll give them back. I'll come and tell you the price. But you meet a doctor. He says, doctor, see how they do me, see how they do me, see how they do me. What happens next? You cannot say, wait, my girls, I'll come back, I'll tell you the message to take. Key, remembering. We are forced. The exam we do, I think virtually every time we do it everywhere, steeplechase. And you are forced not just to remember it, not to know it. You are forced to remember it, and you are forced to remember it fast. So, there's these things they put everywhere. You are all outside. And then you're coming. 30 seconds, you go to the first question. This one. Bam, move. It moves. Next one comes in. Simple change. We do that. Do it. Because you're not just expected to know it. I'm going somewhere. You're not just expected to know it. You're expected to remember it. When the enemy comes in like a flood. You see. Comes in like a flood. It's not being overwhelmed by the challenges. You remember. You remember at that time. Your memory is what I'm talking about now. You see, that's what I came to talk to you about. Your memory. It's not about knowing. It's about remembering. Having a memory. I'm going to teach you how to get a good memory. The secret is there. The other guy. I'll show you. But let's stay. Let's enjoy. Let's understand it first. This is why we are defeated every day. We come and we know, but we go out, we go our way, and then we forget. So you know it, but you can't remember it. You fail the question. Say, excuse me, sir, I know this thing. I know it. But you couldn't remember it to put down. You're not giving us the spirit of fear. Come on. What has he given us? Spirit of what? That's where I really wanted to come from today. The sound mind part of it. What have you always thought the sound mind part of it was for? No. Religious people, church people. I know you've been going to church forever. You know the scripture. You see, I didn't even need to turn there. I knew you would know it. Power, love, sound mind. Have a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. What has been the sound mind portion to you? Have you ever bothered about the sound mind part of that verse? Sound mind. Sound mind, the mind to remember. So on Monday, things are off. You have power. You have love. If you have power and you have love, sound mind is useless, huh? Come on. It says power. It says love. It says sound mind. You must remember, because in your mind you must remember. You must remember who you are. Many of the issues in your life are solved just by remembering who you are. The devil can keep you away from remembering. If the devil can keep you away from remembering, then he has defeated you. It's not to know, it is to remember. So I know it, but I can't remember it. That's the man's problem there. So you look at, if you look at it in verse number 24 now, you see clearly. It's clear. This man is not a bad man. He can't do what he can remember.
You see. You see, he's not a doer of the word. How will he not? He can't do the word because he can't remember the word. He can't do it because he can't remember it. He can't remember to do all those things because he can't remember it. So he fails. Look at it. Verse 24. For he beholdeth himself. He has tried. Come on, he has tried. He has come to behold himself. And he sees who he is. And he goes his way. Which happens to all of us. We have to go our way. And straightway, he forgetteth what manner of man he was. That is why he can't do it. Because he has forgotten. So there are issues, there are challenges we must address. But before we address that, we must see our problem. That our problem is not about knowing. It's about remembering. It's about activating our sound mind to remember. It's about being saturated enough so that we remember even in the face of anxiety. Yes. So somebody goes out on Monday after a service like this. We both know. But somebody else goes out, he remembers. Because he remembers, he does what the word says for him to do. And so he gets blessed in all that he does. The other guy, because he can remember, he can do it. And because he can do it, he can enjoy the blessing. So the key actually is to remember. And that is it. That is it. This is what I'm trying to show you. Winning every day. I said every day. Every day. It means now. That I come here and the fight now is to come here, is to see something, to take a picture, to snap a picture in my mind, to snap that picture and to take that picture with me every day. To snap a picture, ensure the picture is clear enough, and to take that picture with me on Thursday. Take that picture with me on Friday. To have my arsenal full of pictures of who I am. He says straight away, he forgetteth what manner of man that he was. You know, he forgets who he, I'm just so full of that scripture. He forgets what manner of man that he was. You are a great person, but you've forgotten on Monday. The devil's power, the devil's plot, the devil's schemes, they're not as powerful as much as what you can remember of who you are. Not as powerful as much as what you can remember. So part of what he does, I don't take the forgetting part as the devil. I take it as our own weakness. He enjoys it though, but it's our own weakness. And he can do anything to help you forget. I'll talk more about that next week. Take your Bibles to Luke chapter number 24. Knowing is good, but it's best to be able to use it. This is only possible when you remember it. I know who I am. Crap. Do you remember who you are in the face of adversity? Or do you run up and down in the face of adversity? On Tuesday, pastor is no longer there. There's no longer red lights and yellow lights. There's no longer suits. There's nothing there anymore. There's nobody by your side. Just you. Would you remember who you are? Because we can sing and say we know who we are. But we have to remember on Tuesday. Because if we don't remember on Tuesday, it's a waste. What you know don't work for you. It's what you remember and use, apply, that works for you. So when you just learned that something just happened on Tuesday, you're in the office, you're in place, and you learned of something, they just told you something, what happens? What comes to you? Do you remember? The person who walks in victory, blessed in all that he does, the real key there, the real simple thing there, is that he remembers the kind of person that he is. This is who I am. I'm the son of a king. Relax. So you see the difference now. Relax. Just relax. He begins to do something. That's why he's a doer of the word. He begins to talk. He just relaxed. Even the relaxation is doing something. Remember, the word of God, God must shift you from action to inaction or inaction to action. He must shift you. So if he just relax, that's doing something. I know who I am. I remember who I am. I can remember the picture that I collected on Sunday. That picture said, nothing can bring me down. It said, this picture says, you can put me down in the grave. 3 days, I'm coming out again. You see. Oh, you know, it's easy here now. But would you remember on Thursday? No. Would you remember then? He goes his way and forgets what manner of man that he was. That's the problem. He forgets. So the man that is blessed and the man that is not blessed, the difference between the two of them, simple difference, is about remembering. Whether one forgets or not. Simple. Do you remember? Can you, now, just like, let's do this simple test. Maybe you go backward. I want to go backward. Because from today on, because when we look at this, why will we enjoy this now? Why what I'm doing right now might not be so up there? I'll now begin to show you how to remember. The kind of consciousness to carry when you are hearing. Because the Bible says something about this man in that verse 24, for he takes a glance of himself. The issue is that I had to dive a little bit into that scripture, and the issue is that he takes a glance. He doesn't actually look. He doesn't look. He just looks at it, I'm okay, and goes. He doesn't stay. Because he keeps us in the next breath. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues looking. He doesn't glance and walk away. He continues looking. That's the key we missed. Continue looking. The way we look. The attitude with which we look. I want to study about that. The attitude with which you come to church, just come to church, say, let me just come and go. No, not come with that anticipation and all that. So I want to hear everyone. I'm throwing this guy up. That's why we always say, you're running around and picking nails. I said, no, that's not how to look. You have to look with intent. You have to look. You capture something, snap a picture, and then that picture will help you tomorrow. Everybody can come and look, but some people forget. That is a simple key. That's the difference. Luke chapter number 24, are you there? It's funny how I love the scripture like this because it just gives you. I was talking about last time I was here, it was Easter, and I was telling you some lessons from Easter. Now, I wasn't doing this and that together. I already knew where we're going to after we finished that series, and I was working on. But as I was working on, I remember this is it. In chapter number 24. You know, this is also Easter Sunday stuff because Jesus rose again. In chapter number 24 of the book of Luke, verse number 1. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices with which they had prepared and setting others with them. Verse 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed, thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garment. Look at verse number 4. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout. They were there. They didn't see Jesus. They saw the stone rolled away. They were perplexed. Look at it. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Remember. They knew it. They just didn't remember. Verse 7. Saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Verse number 8. Everybody want to go. And guess what? Verse number 9, I'm going to do that. And they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. They came, they saw the people rolled away, they were perplexed. When they remembered his word, they went back with testimony. There's a difference. They changed. It changed. The memory changed everything up. Simple. Nothing changed. Jesus didn't come back. He wasn't there. So they came. Remember, I said he just told them about the words. Remember how he spake unto you? Remember how he spake unto you? So they came. They were perplexed. They said, he's not here. Are you still in church? Nothing big. Please don't mistake what I'm trying to say. And I'm going somewhere. Don't mistake me. Nothing big has happened. Nothing big happened. This is not a big matter. This confession, he still rode away. He had told them before. He has said it before. That's what I'm talking about. He has said it before. He said he told them. He told them. So they knew. They knew. Just somebody has told them before. Painted a picture of how it was going to happen. I will go through this stuff. Bam. Die. Come out again from there. They knew. So the angel didn't give them a revelation. No revelation. No new revelation. Nothing. But they were perplexed just now. The issue is not the issue. Just remember who you are. That's what I'm saying. That confusion is not, it's not a big deal. If you just remember, it just changes. It changes because once the angel tells them, remember how he told you that he was going to die and then come up again, and the Son of Man was delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified and then they rise again. That's it. I love it. Say, and they remembered his word. They were no longer perplexed because the next thing they went was telling everybody, come on, Jesus is alive. He rose up again from the dead. So, the rising up again from the dead, when did it happen? Did it happen after they remembered, or was it something that already happened before? He already told them before. He didn't give them a new revelation. The thing that changed was that they remembered. That's what changed. So from perplexity to testimony, in the middle is remembrance. Hallelujah. Come on, it's remembrance. So your challenge, you say, is an issue. What you are facing, you say, Pastor, I'm facing someone. Or you live here today, right now, and then you go out and you say, there's trouble in my home, and you sit down. The issue is that you sit down meditating upon the issue instead of meditating upon the Word of God. So finding the Word of God. Remember, the Bible says some trust in chariots. You see now. You see, some trust in chariots. In Psalm 27, in horses. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord. They are brought down, falling, but we are risen, we stand upright. Are you in church? Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember. Now, in that verse, this is a little bit interesting for me. I hope it's interesting for you. In that verse, we see that the understanding of James chapter 1, 23, 24, 25 becomes clearer because he says, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. What he means by we will remember the name of the Lord our God is that we will remember the name of the Lord our God and we will go and talk to him. You see, so remembering brings doing. He didn't just say, we'll just remember. No, we remember and then we will pray. We remember the name of the Lord our God and then we'll pray. So you cannot do what you cannot remember. The man's problem is not that he doesn't want to be a doer. He doesn't just remember. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I just wanted to play with that remember and doing. That guy said, this guy is a doer. Say, me, I want to be a doer. The only way you can be a doer is if you remember. You can't do what you don't remember. You can't cure a sickness, you can't remember. You say, so doctor, say, hey, this is your condition. They teach us for school. I know you have to remember. If you remember, wait. I know I'm old. They're like, I beg, let me somebody wait. You can't say it in front of a person and say, I know I'm. No, don't walk. I have to remember. The only way you get success is if you remember. The only way you get victorious in your life is if you remember the word of God on Tuesday. I mean on Tuesday by 4:30 a.m. Come on. On Wednesday by 3:21 a.m. Come on. I'm calling out times now. Just to help you. I hope you're still here. That's the only way. Knowing it, now walk. It's when the enemy comes, you raise up a standard. I remember this is what I was told. I remember this is what the word of God says. I remember this is what he has said to me. I remember. Those who remember walk in victory. Blessed in all that he does. Come on. 2, verse 8, and they remembered his words. So it was not something he had not told them. It was something he had told them. So the picture he had painted, but they forgot. How many times we come to church? Stay with me. Stay with me. Today is not the day I want to preach. Tomorrow, next week, maybe you come, I preach. Because how many times we come to church and we tell you good stuff? We tell you a lot of stuff. We fill your head with stuff. But you forget everything. They say, someone says, Pastor, why do you repeat yourself? I repeat myself because I want you to remember. Next week, I'm going to come. I'm going to start from here. Next 2 weeks, I'm going to come. I'm going to start from here. I'm going to stay there. Someone says, I don't really like listening to you because you repeat yourself. You start, you repeat yourself. You just something there. I should come every Sunday and do Zoe and Greek and Hebrew. And then you go out like a fool and forget everything. And then you can't walk in victory because you can't remember. You can't remember anything. We don't have to run anywhere. We just have to remember. There's nothing hidden from you. There's no new revelation. There's no need to rush for more revelation. People are taking pen and paper everywhere and they're going from church to church. See, hey, this man has Rema. Hey, this man has Rema. Stupid stuff. You can't remember half of the stuff when enemies come on Friday. You don't even know stuff. You just know stuff. Your head is full, pen, paper full, and then you can't remember anything. Because he paints a picture. He tells them for 3.5 years, I will die, I will come out again. Yet they are confused, they are perplexed. The angel had to come and help them remember. Somebody said, angel too should come and help me. That's why I'm preaching to you now. I'm your angel. Remember who you are. Solve your problem. Remember who you are. Sometimes we don't even need to come and tell you new revelation. We just need to come and just slap you outside the head and say, remember who you are. Shut up, remember who you are. That's a new deliverance key. Shut up, remember who you are. Shut up, remember who you are. Reset the buttons. Press reset. The hot slap. Remember who you are. He beholds himself in the mirror. He fails. What about when he fails? He says, I failed. I'm a failure. No, he remembers who he is. Say, I'm not a failure. This thing just didn't work out this way. I'm going to get it right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Oh, I think I remember all that. I remember what you've done for you. You have a song like that? You look back. You look back. It's good. This time you look back. Remember what you've done for me, O Christ? You've bought me with the blood. And the devil says, you are condemned. You are worthless. You are nobody. You go to hell. You die. God hates you. You say, no, I remember he died for me on the cross. I remember he says he loved me. Guess you can get out to forget. Then it's gone. Out of sight. They say, out of mind. But now you take that thing and you keep it in your mind. Are you here? I said, I'm not preaching today. I just want to tell you the truth. No, what I'm giving to you is, it's not like, you see, you know, hey, this man has revelation. I'm giving you something that can help your everyday life. Don't even have a revelation. Just remember. Now you now see the problem. The issue is that when you face issues, when you go out on Monday, you don't forget these things. You fight. The real fight here is to remember. Because the devil will throw everything on you to ensure that you forget. They will talk. You will see things. You will be flooded with information. That's why. Let's do that. We'll call it next week. Let's be friends this week. Just finish service. We just finish service. We don't finish. Don't get on Instagram. What's that? Please, will you stand? You forget. Yes, you forget. I'm preaching to you now. Yeah, I'm that kind of pastor. I tell you those kind of things. You forget. Yeah, it's true. You just start to switch. He takes a glance. That's what it means. He takes a glance. Doesn't take a glance and just goes his own way. Let's continue and see what we're doing. No, it stops. All of you remember this service tomorrow. You remember where you kept your Bible. The only reason why you remember where you kept your Bible is that your Bible is in your phone. And you always know where your phone is. You can never not know where your phone is. Do you remember when it was Bible and phone? You need to know where your Bible was. Then gradually you just decided, let me just download the app. You downloaded the app, I forgot the Bible, and then we say, where's your Bible? Just bring out your phone. Because nobody can ask you, where's your phone? And you say, I don't know. No, come on, nobody, I don't know.
Come on. Apart from me. I don't do anything with it. Hallelujah. You see where the fight is? The fight is you taking this picture and going with it. He said, if you take it, this is James 1, 23, 24, 25. If you take the picture and go with that picture every day, he said, you'll be blessed everything you do. That's the previous version. I made it simple for you. He said, when you come, you take a picture, you see who you are. He said, and he goes with it everywhere he is, goes. He said, everything he does will be blessed. Because as he goes, he faces challenge. He says, oh, I remember. The Bible said, when you come against me in one way, you flee in seven ways. The Bible says, when my enemy came to eat my flesh, he said, they stumbled and fell. Oh, he's laughing. You see, he's always there. He's not saying, I remember. No, he said, I remember here. And so, then we just walks away. This one they remember. I get sound mind. This one gets sound mind. See, he don't know what happened. And we slap you and tell you, remember you are, we activate the sound mind. See, sound mind is activated right now. In the voice of Jarvis. Sound mind activated, sir. Give you one sound. Who needs this? Please come. I mean, it's like this mood. Remember who you are now, eh? You don't want love now, you remember. Sometimes it's just like that. That's all we need. In Psalm 119, look, can you turn there? Just turn there. Psalm 119, will you please turn there? Let's do it. Let's just look at it. I didn't want to go there, but let's do it. Psalm 119. You know, the verse is thought funny. It's thought funny. I'm sorry. I don't follow convention. I said it's not for you here who are with me in love me, but maybe for those of you online joining me for the first time and saying, kind of pastor is this, blah, blah. I don't follow convention because in verse number, Psalm 19, in verse number 119, rather, verse number, let's start from verse number 9. You enjoy it better. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed therein, thereto according to thy word. So when you take verse number 9 and you jump from there and just take verse number 9, a young man needs to cleanse his way. And when you think of a young man, the Bible says, how will a young man cleanse his way? When you say a young man cleanse his way, all you think is sex. Evil thoughts. Oh, he needs to cleanse his way because it's bad. And all young men are bad. You think that's the challenge? Men, guys are looking for money. If you don't understand, guys are looking for money. I mean, we need to clear our way. Make money flow. Clear the pipe, flow money. You think it's not about sex? That's not what the guy said. He didn't say that. Yes, he didn't say that. Because look at it. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking in according to your word. This man is a young man. He has a great destiny in front of him. There are mountains in front of him. Can we say amen to that? There are mountains there. We all agree to that. There are mountains in front of him. There are valleys, there are ditches, there are troubles. He needs, as a young man, so that he can go and fulfill his destiny, he needs to cleanse his ways. By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. The word of God is not just, it's not like the antidote for that now. That's not, no. See now, nobody accepts that. Because if I'm saying this now, you will accept it. I don't know if they will accept it, but taking, so when I'm reading Bible, it's not for my life, not to make more money, not to prosper, not to fight enemies, just to, let me not go on. By taking heed according to your, you say, when you start off early, that's what he means, that when you start off early, another day, let me go to where I'm going to now, because it's a little, but it's too easy. Just the problem with the scripture is that because people have sold something, when you are reading it, you are just seeing that, but not paying them. I take it according to God's word to prosper. That's why. That's the God's word. The reason I prosper is because of God's word. That's what he's saying here. A young man going forward, amounting to greatness, take heed to God's word. You can't succeed in life without God's word. That's what he just said. You cannot succeed in life. He's talking to a young man. And so if I call a young man, I'll say, young boy, you can't succeed in life unless you take heed to God's word. If your way must be made perfect, take heed to God's word. Simple. That's what he said. I'll show you. With my whole heart,
have I sought thee, O Lord? Let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. If many will read that part, you say, Pastor, God has caught you. Whatsoever is not of faith is what?
Sin.
Can I go on? I have caught you to try and catch me later. Because I don't need to try. I just finished you one verse. Whatever is not of faith is sin. That what have I taken into my heart, hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I'm not going to do stupid stuff. Verse number 12. And in verse 11, I'm actually going to. That what have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. But let's go on. Verse 12. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. 13. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Memory. I will not forget your word. So the key here is that we take in God's word and not forget. That's a simple formula for you. If you can take God's word and not forget, then you'll be blessed in all that you do. Simple. You see, the power to win every day. If you can take in God's word, don't forget it. Because that's what I want to spend some time doing next week. I want to show you how not to forget. So that's why you should be asking me. So, Pastor, how you going to be now? My day, keep on here. I will show you. It's possible. Because the psalmist said it. He said, thy word have I hidden in my heart. So he took the word and kept it in there. Mary showed us a picture of this. Take with me. Go to Luke chapter number 2. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. So we take the word of God and we hide it in our hearts. Luke chapter number 2, quickly. Mary gave us, he showed us it's possible. It's in Proverbs chapter number 4. Proverbs chapter, no, you are going to look. I'll just quote this for you. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. You can take it down. It says, my son, it says, incline your ears unto my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your hearts. You see it now. Attend to my words. Attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. Keep them in the midst of your eyes. Do not let them depart from your hearts. Sound mind. Keep them there. This is an argument. Are you here? This is an argument for memorizing scripture. This is an argument for you to memorize scripture. As a young boy, I spent majority of my time memorizing scripture. Having scriptures in my mind. Are you hearing me now? You don't go to church on Sunday and they tell you something like this. I'm telling you here, this is what pastor, I'll tell you the truth. You must fight. You must begin to struggle to memorize scripture. Take a scripture, memorize it. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, prayer and supplication, you memorize that one, take that one, you keep it. Repeat it several times, memorize it, keep it there. Follow the scripture. You see, memorize it, keep it there. That's how you memorize scripture. Yes. Yes, you have to. You should. If I ask some people how many goals Ronaldo scored last season, without discussion. Last three seasons, without discussion. Four scriptures. I'm not a pastor. Okay. Only pastors succeed. Simple. Only pastors succeed. Is that one okay? Is that one okay? Should we close church and go? Only pastors succeed. Funnily, Pastor, that was me yesterday. She said, he says, I prepare for exam every Sunday. Every 7 days you have exam. I delve in the word and ruminating scriptures. If I stand now, I say, this is, he said, Corinthians. I'll tell you chapter 1. This said this chapter 1, Corinthians chapter 2, he must have told you. If you give me a scripture, I'll tell you which book of the Bible he fell into. Because there are things he said there are in some books, there are things that are not in some books. There's an angle he was going in some books, there's an angle. So if you say Paul could said this, he couldn't have said it in Corinthians. Corinthians, he was saying something. He couldn't have said it in 1 Corinthians. No, that's not Colossians talk. Colossians talk is different. Galatians talk is different. He was saying something entirely in Galatians. This thing is in Ephesians.
Ephesians cannot be in chapter 1. I know about chapter 1. I know what he said in chapter 1. Chapter 2, he tackled this. Yeah, it says you are created unto good works. Verse 10. Chapter 2, no. Chapter 3. Check around chapter 3. See, it don't have. See, I see it with scripture. I'm studying and preparing my message. The Holy Spirit brings a picture to me. A scripture. I don't kill myself. I just remember Ephesians. Let's go. Ephesians chapter 4. That's it. There are some I can't remember. I searched for them. But you see now. Can you hold your place in Luke? On that thought, can you hold your place in Luke? Go with me to John chapter number 14. Let me show you something. I want to show you something powerful. What I'm sharing with you now is the key for everyday victory. Everyday victory. Not church victory, church shouting. I mean every day you are walking in power. Because you are out there, you go your way, and you are going about your deeds. If you remember the scripture that you have hidden in your heart and bring it out, when life throws all manner of things against you, then you will succeed. As against somebody else, when life throws all manner of things against him, he begins to worry because he cannot remember. They saw the sepulchre open, no Jesus. They were perplexed. But when they remembered his word, they were just perplexed. You can't be having a meeting in church like that. You see this problem? You can't be having a meeting in church like that. I think what I'm saying is making sense. Where should we turn to now? John 14. Okay, let me show you this scripture. I want to show you a function of the Holy Spirit. Are you there? Go to verse number 26. 14:26. Quickly. Amount of time. Verse 14:26. But the Comforter, that is the Holy Spirit, which is what? The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall what? Teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Are you seeing memory again here? Are you seeing it now? The Holy Spirit don't only give you light, he gives you remembrance. So when we ask for the Holy Spirit, say we bring things to your remembrance. So you are out there facing challenge in your life. Let me tell you, you have to remember the scripture. Say the Holy Spirit will help you remember. Not the fact that you knew the scripture. Not the fact that you have been a Christian for 10 years. Not the fact that you were in church on Sunday. If you can't remember that day, you're on your own. This is part of his job. Have you seen that as the job of the Holy Spirit before? So it's a comforter. Holy Spirit is bird flying in the air. Holy Spirit is dog. Holy Spirit is power. Holy Spirit will be reminding you of things that he has said. So where they saw angels, guess what you have? Holy Spirit. See, look at what we say. Hey, Holy Spirit will come whisper to you. He say, remember what the Bible says. Before we go further, you can't remind somebody of something that he doesn't know. That is a problem. That is a big problem. You see that? That one is smart. He will teach you, then he will remind you. Can I preach? Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter number 2. Okay, you are enjoying the thing with me now. Come on, you are enjoying the thing with me now. Luke chapter number 2. In verse number... Gosh, I want to read a long passage, but I don't have time. Okay. Verse number 13. Go to verse number 8. And they were in the same country, not a different country, the same country, shepherds abiding in the field. It always amazes me that God is working in one place, the same place, and then some people in the same place, nothing is happening. They're not seeing anything. Come on, God is in this place. I hope you are among those who know he's in this place. I hope you are among those who are receiving something from him in this place. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Verse 15, and it came to pass, as the angel were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. I tell you the truth, they must have left their sheep there. They can't go into Bethlehem with all that sheep. Oh God. Alright, I'll talk again. Verse 16. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it, they wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. All they that heard, what did they do? They were busy wondering. Verse 19, but Mary, you see it's a but there. But all those who heard, they were busy wondering. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. So while some people wondered, somebody else pondered. Kalabaya. So people were wondering, but Mary pondered. The Bible says she kept it. That what have I hidden in my heart? That what have I kept in my heart? So see what Mary was doing here. She was hearing the thing and she was keeping them. She was keeping them and she was pondering upon them. Pondering upon them. Thinking about these things. Thinking about them. Keeping them in her heart. That's the process. It's pondering. You know, we've heard so much about meditation, but I want to teach you about saturation. Teach you about saturation. There's a place of meditation. Meditation is powerful, but I will tell you that before you can really go deep into meditation, there must of necessity be saturation. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Saturation. I hope this is not too big to swallow. This is Sunday service. Simple. Simple. It's Sunday to learn. So we'll do all that next week. We'll do all that next week. I tried to make an argument for you today about the place of memory and how you must remember. Remembering is the key to, come on, to blessings. You must remember. Remember who you are. Once you can remember, then things will change. Once you can remember, things will change. We need you to remember. So Mary pondered these things. She kept these things. In the psalmist said, what have I hidden in my heart? I keep it inside there. I will not forget that word. Remember, you saw that just now? I will not forget thy word. The last verse there, he said, I will not forget your word. I won't forget it. Because if you forget it, you lost it. If you forget it, you lost it. And the devil is out against you forgetting. He's out for you to forget it. You can forget it, then you have lost it. They know it. But they need to remember it. And the Holy Ghost helps us remember. It's part of his job. Maybe we should pray this morning just now. After we say, Father, we thank you. Say, Holy Ghost, help me remember the things that you said to me. Remember? Because there was a time I asked the pastor, what's the word for the year? You see, the word is given to you. If you forget it, you go out defeated. Overcome. You see, overcome. You must be able to remember. And that remember. He said, some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember. We will remember the name of the Lord. We will remember, we can't say, this is what the Lord has said. We will remember. We will not forget. He said, but Pastor, I know it. It's just that at the quick they forget because of some other things. Can we talk about that next? I can't continue this week. But I'll show you the place of memory. And so as you go every way, every day, your goal now, this is your fight. You see, every time you come to church, there's something. This is your fight. My fight now is to remember. I know who I am. It's good. I need to remember who I am on Monday. I know who I am on Sunday, but I need to remember who I am on Wednesday. You see, now I need to remember who I am. You must keep that image and keep walking. And so I want to talk to you. I want to continue to talk to you next week on how you can walk in victory, walk in power every day. You can win every day if you just remember. Because the same things that happens to that man will happen to you. The same things will happen, but somebody will remember. Difference is that the one remembers. I know who I am. This thing is a lie. I know what the word of God said. I know what God has said. Some people know what the word of God has said, but they can't remember it. They're already anxious. Heart has already gone. They're afraid. They start calling brother, calling uncle, calling everybody. Somebody else just remembers. Remember what he said to you. I love that scripture. Remember what he said to you. I say, and they remembered his word. And then they calmed down and went home with a testimony. Kalabuseya. Kasetole Mohugos. Would you bow your heads this morning? Isuerianahas. Lord Jesus, you're giving me love, power, sound mind. I catch pictures today. I'm catching pictures today. I'm giving you tools for victory in your life. This is a mighty tool for mighty victories. All those victories you seek in your life, this is the tool to get it. Your memory is key to your victory. Your memory is key to your victory. I say your memory is key to your victory. If you can't remember it, then you can't enjoy it. Asa Mahala. Lord, sound mind is activated in me. In the name of Jesus. Liro Pakande Rio Payakos. Your memory is key to your victory. Sound mind is working in me. I know who I am. I remember who I am. The pictures are sharp in my mind. The pictures are sharp in my mind. And I can remember. You have to remember. Carlos Sere Mohosa. Hallelujah. Let me help you with this picture. Come on. Listen to me. A lady, let me take a lady because they do it more. She goes to the mirror. She looks at herself in the mirror. And she says, boy, I'm gorgeous. I'm beautiful. This is me, drop dead gorgeous. Looks at herself, takes the makeup, does all that stuff. Right? And then she goes. Then maybe her brother tells her, boy, you're looking good today. You see, she goes, she keeps going. Then she gets to the office. Then two or three people say, look at how you look. Very ugly girl. Come on. What happens? Come on. Lovely is laughing. She knows what I'm talking about perfectly. Say, I checked myself before I left the house. So, I know and I can remember now what you said to me is pointless because I have a good mind. Remember, when I looked at myself in the mirror, I knew I was looking good. But when I came out, my brother told me I was looking good. My sister said, boy, this is too good. I mean, my husband said, you are gorgeous. And so, when you look at yourself, you see a dirty, ugly girl. You are talking nonsense. Because I remember. There's no mirror in front of her now. Come on. There's no mirror in front of her right now. There's no pastor preaching. There's no other side. There's no other side saying you are beautiful. One is saying you're ugly. One is saying you're beautiful. One is saying you're ugly. The only thing left is inside her head. When you are out on Thursday, pastor is not there. Come on. Pastor is not there. The only thing there, against what the world is telling you, against what your business is telling you. Come on, I go to work. I open shop. 3 o'clock, I never sell anything. You start to shake. Nobody has given me a fresh contract. You start to shake. You see, you start to shake. No. Nobody is there now. You can't come to church. We'll tell you again. You are a victor in Christ. No. Come on, you have to remember who you are. We told you already. You've checked already. We can't bring mirror all the time. You can't carry mirror everywhere all the time. But your memory is with you. It's intact. You see the picture now. The key to victory in this life against the attack of the devil, against the attack of the enemies, against all that comes against you every day. Nothing has happened in shop by 12 o'clock. You are ready for that. Nobody has called you. Come on, this is which month are we now? May, the fifth month. May, 5 months are gone. If you are in May, nobody has called you yet. Come on. Then you begin to shake. Have you forgotten the word spoken to you? Have you forgotten? Once you begin to shake, you lose your victory. And what you need now, right there, is not a running around. It's remember.
and remember what you've done for me. Come on. You begin to remember all that has been said concerning me. You begin to remember. So this is the time. This is the first day of the month. Will you pray with me today? Will you pray? Will you call to mind who you are? It's not over. 2022 is not over. Refuse to fear. They have not called me yet. They have not spoken to me yet. In the name of Jesus. Come on. I refuse to fear. I remember I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I remember I'm the son of a king. I remember. Come on. I'm above only. I remember. I prosper. I remember. Come on. I remember. Kala sombre colosha. Come on. Against everything that comes against you. Come on, remember. The enemy comes like a flood. The enemy comes like a flood. You must raise a standard. You must remember. You must remember. Here and then and then, you must remember. Sarubeywa, Erekatwa. I'm a lion. Come on. I'm a victor. I'm an overcomer. In the name of Jesus, I remember his words. Kalabahalabose. I refuse to doubt in my heart. I remember what he has said to me. In the name of Jesus. Come on. That's how to get the victory. Kalemo Sentaraha. Kalama Mahiato. Brothers and sisters, I declare you are a victor. I declare you are a winner. Yes, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have overcome them already. You have overcome them already. In the name of Jesus, you have won already. You are more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, you prosper in all your ways. In the name of Jesus, you are planted by the rivers of water. You bring forth fruit in due season. In the name of Jesus, you are the blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, give God praise in the house. Come on. You must remember who you are. You can't be defeated now. You can't be defeated. In the face of those obstacles, you must remember. Then and then. Now. You remember. You can know the answer after exam. You can know the answer before exam, but it's pointless. In the exam hall, then and then, you must remember when the enemy comes against you on Tuesday. You must remember then and then. That is the key to victory every day. That is the key. I'm telling you, that's how we win. Then and then, we stand up against him then. We don't forget. Don't say, hey, that time. No, you remember. Thank you, Jesus. This is the fight now. You know the fight now. The fight is to remember. The fight is to keep it there. The fight is to keep the picture you have snapped. I snap the picture. I keep it there. I'll come again next week. Come on, pray.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's put the hands.